This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk.
Wow. How about them for bona fide days? Hello, it's Monday, the 7th of May. Jennifer Horn is here. The first full week of the month of May is upon us, Jennifer. We're all taking advantage of that. The beautiful weather, spring, and flowers. We're talking about flowers for Mother's Day. But right now, Victoria Keelan also gracing us with her presence and some of the items that we're following, whether they be, well, wherever the trenders are. We're with the trenders. And so, therefore, we need trending items.
Well, trending pretty much all weekend long is Senator John McCain's health. It appears from all reports that the end may not be that far off. And it has been, I guess, informally announced that he has asked George W. Bush and President Obama to give eulogies at his funeral. And Vice President Mike Pence will also be in attendance at the funeral. It does seem kind of odd. There's a lot of funeral talk, even though he's still alive. But that apparently he really wants to have his affairs in order and wants everything done a certain way. He visited with his longtime friend Joe Biden recently. Biden flew out to visit him. And his wife, Cindy McCain, apparently is going to step in as the, I don't know what you would officially call it.
Interim senator.
So I guess she's the one who, I know, Doug, you had speculated that it might be Meghan McCain, his daughter, but it looks like Cindy McCain is going to be stepping in into his role.
To the family business, as they say.
Yeah, exactly, the family business, yep.
Yeah.
And in other trending news, First Lady Melania Trump is going to have a big announcement today from the Rose Garden. She will announce her eagerly awaited platform, her formal platform. She apparently will focus her efforts on the well-being of children. She has yet to define exactly what that has meant in the last 16 months.
Why does she have to? Where does it say? And this is not. It sounds like.
I think it's just a tradition.
Attack.
I know what you're saying, but yeah. I think it's a tradition that each First Lady has a platform that, you know, they, whether it's literacy or food.
How did that start, and when did it start? Do you know?
No idea.
First Lady? Interesting to know where that started, how recently.
But I know all of the First Ladies in my lifetime have had the platforms.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nancy Reagan's was probably the most famous, right? Hers was Say No to Drugs.
Yep.
Maybe she was the first. Who was before Nancy Reagan?
George Bush's wife.
Carter.
Before it was Carter, right.
Yeah, I was not alive for that, so I don't
know. Maybe it was Betty Ford with alcoholism.
No, I think it goes back further than that. Interesting just to dig around in it. But I don't want to stop you. Go ahead.
So she's going to give a formal speech today. And so she is expected to not just have one issue, but sort of an umbrella, a multi-pronged approach, according to her spokesperson. So focusing on the overall well-being of children. And also, it will be her first formal speech from the Rose Garden. So it's a lot of people are looking forward to it. She's coming off if you want to keep score, she's coming off a big win with the French state dinner. So, we'll see what she has to say today, and I'm sure she'll look gorgeous because she's on a roll with that as well. So, good luck to her.
All right. Well, so there are those things. That's good stuff. Defining the day—that's what we are about here. And so, when I look around at some of the other things that have gone on, I wonder if we can't celebrate something like peace. I remember the cry was peace in the Middle East when I was younger, and it hasn't happened. Even though there have been a lot of attempts at it, you were just talking about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter brought together Menachem Begin and Arafat, I think, to the White House in 1978 or 79 to try to bring peace to the Middle East, and that didn't work. Does it work now for Korea? The 65 years that there has been a declaration of war still in effect over now. So is this cool, calm, and collected time? Is it the truth is in the pudding, and the pudding is yet to be eaten? So one wonders. There are a lot of people who are on both sides that want to have all of this work, that is North Korea, South Korea, work together and the summit meeting go well. And if it doesn't, oh, look at it, we told you not to trust that guy. Too bad, I guess it's human nature. Some of the criticisms and comments that have come out in the last week or so before Mr. Trump goes to meet Mr. Kim Jong-un. Is the South Korean president part of this? Anybody know?
Mm-hmm.
Is he participating in the actual conversations?
I don't know if he'll be in the talks. No, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he is, but he definitely has been a key part of the negotiating process up until this point.
And he surprised some people because early on he was fairly critical of the not of Trump necessarily, but of America because of the weapons systems that have been put in place before. Remember, he's not been president for very long. What, about a year? I think the fellow that's running, I don't try to pronounce these names.
President Moon. It's Moon. That's an easy one. Moon,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Moon's got a focus on the future. This is good for him politically, probably, much as anything else. But then there's all this, well, it kind of, and this is, again, isn't criticism, Victoria. It's like the business with the first lady. Well, she's expected to, or finally she's done it. Where does it say that has to be? Maybe it's a tradition. Okay, so in this circumstance, there are all these speculators, prognosticators, and pussy willows who are suggesting this is what's going to happen at the summit, or this is what has to happen at the summit, or this is what won't happen at the summit, and this is how Trump will fail, and this is, shut up. It's just one of those things that it's an opportunity, right? What do you do? Any or all of you.
I suggest it's anything but what it is really, it's just a lot of speculation. There are so many people are saying, oh, Trump's already taking a victory lap. And then there's some saying, oh, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And it's like,
neither of those two things are true.
No, we can't trust the fact that North Korea is going to actually sit down and do what they say they're going to do. It's the same thing. You know, I think a lot of people, especially who were upset that the Obama administration was criticized for the Iran deal, are trying to say, well, how can you be for a North Korean summit if you aren't for the Iran deal? And the idea is it's not about meetings. I want America to meet with everybody. I want America to meet with Iran and to Kim Jong-un because that's the only way you can take advantage of windows of opportunity that might present themselves. The deal is with the Iran deal is that you put together a deal that didn't allow for American oversight. And to me, that is really, really problematic because you have allowed Iran to pick the days they want to be inspected and the international community gets to go in there and check it out, or international inspectors. The key component for me, the only time we'll be able to celebrate, is if a deal that we can strike with North Korea allows for a complete destruction of their nuclear program and allows American inspectors to do oversight on it. Then we can celebrate. Until then, it's going to be a meeting, and all this stuff leading up to it is good, and I'm glad for it, but it's just what happens every single day. You just have to take it for the day, basically, until you get something more final.
Yes. That's a good way of looking at it. Everybody else think that's a good way of looking at it? Seems to two and two. You wait and see and see. We're in the business of speculation. That's really here.
Well, there wouldn't be. Think about it. You have to fill three plus news channels, more than that, but the three big news channels with 24 hours worth of information. Mm. So, of course, half of it's going to be speculation. The problem is that when people listen to it, they don't realize that it's speculation.
Right. Well, is it even information?
About how we consume it.
Is it even information? What's the definition of information? Jennifer, what do you think a good definition? Victoria, what's a good definition of information?
A good definition of information would be the consumption of things that are true, I guess.
I don't know that information, though, by definition, has to be true, right? Yeah.
I don't either. Yeah. I'm not sure it does. Just stuff you fill your head with in a way that your head isn't filled. Whatever it may replace other things that are in your head.
Oh, this is helpful. To inform someone is to give them information.
Yeah. That child in my English class, F. You get an F for that. You never use the word or part of a word to define the word. Good God.
Okay, so information.
Yeah.
Facts provided or learned about something or someone.
And I guess now we have to decide, is a fact true or not?
Right.
All right.
Should I look up that next?
Yeah. You can look up facts. Look up the truth. There's a difference between, I think, facts. Truth
facts.
Is interpreted.
Thing that is indisputably the case.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't say indisputably the truth. It says indisputably
Well, I think that that would mean it's true. If you can't dispute that it's the case, then that would mean
truth,
it's true.
But your truth, Kara, is not my truth, and Victoria's truth may not be your truth, and Jennifer's truth may not be...
I think that's a problem that we've gotten to this year, is that now nothing is true. I mean, I feel
it's
like in the past, things were true. There were some things that you couldn't dispute, like the Earth is round. And now we're in this place where
I don't even think that's new actually. I think that this idea of I think journalism has fallen victim to it, but I think people for a long time have always spun truths, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because what really is truth? Everybody has their own interpretation.
What makes you feel good often is what you would describe as the truth. Right? Isn't that what
I don't know if it's what makes you feel good. I think it's just your experiences.
The truth hurts.
So, sometimes. But would it really be bothersome if Meghan Markle really wasn't a nice person and her father was right and her brother was right and she's a no good opportunist? That's probably true.
I just like to blow things up because I know everybody was in love with Meghan Markle.
I know. Right. Okay. So
maybe to them she wasn't a good person, but maybe to Harry she is. Who knows? Yeah. We don't know.
There you go.
Everybody's an onion,
exactly,
right?
Yes. No, you just made my point. It's in how you see the reality. How do you feel about the reality? How do you sense the reality? For some is that Meghan is cool. Others don't think she's cool. Yeah, okay. And we could be I can't imagine anybody saying that about anyone here, with the exception of perhaps me. There is nothing, it's indisputable that Victoria and Jennifer and Kara are nothing but perfect.
Are you kidding?
It's perfect in every way.
I mean, I love you for saying that, but if you read the comment section on Facebook, if you ever need to be brought down a few notches, just read what people say about you on Facebook.
Well, there's a lot of information, there's quite a bit of information about Daisy May. And we'll talk about that maybe a little bit in the next half hour, Miss Daisy May, at 18 past the hour. Let's talk about Mother's Day, which is a week from yesterday. Smiles, 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 miles of smiles, guaranteed. I can hardly wait, speaking of that, till Miles is old enough to understand Mother's Day and what he gets for his mother on her first Mother's Day, that he realizes what Mother's Day is all about.
Maybe he needs to send his mother some flowers, wink, wink.
That might not be a bad idea.
Wink, wink.
How do you know his mother hasn't already been sent flowers? Wink, wink.
From her son.
Well, you know, I wasn't smart enough to do that. Thank you, Jennifer, for pointing that out. Maybe you should send her another.
Now, is that indisputable that you're not smart enough to think of that?
In this circumstance, yes, I was not smart enough to think of that. I just made sure that they were sent there, but I didn't actually. I figured she'd figure out. You know what? I don't believe I signed. There was no card, so maybe I'll just say Miles sent them. Look out for Miles. His bouquet of flowers coming to you from the Books. The Books, short for bouquet. Those of you who were not around last week, we sort of introduced this to the world. Lots of people are talking about how fabulous these flowers are already. We've all gotten them. And my tulips are just now opening. That's one of the good things. You don't get them like they're worn out and you can throw them away the second day that you have them. These things last and last. And they smell great. They look great because they are great. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mother is. They are so fresh, they will stay fresh. Come from the Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom. There's no middleman. They will last a long, long time. The Books, B-O-U-Q-S. It's a different name for a different deal. It's time for better and less expensive. And that's what you get with the flowers from the Books. Check them out at Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Use the code Doug and get 15% off. They already are a great deal. Even better with the code Doug. 15% off the flowers for your Mother's Day at Books, Books.com. 21 after the hour here.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
And change after the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Happy Monday. We're here at your pleasure. We're here for you. We're here to talk about what's going on. The world is a very fascinating place. With the dog here, I didn't have much time for any television over the weekend. What did I see the other day? I haven't seen one full episode of anything. I saw NCIS a little bit last night. But I haven't really focused it. And when Madam Secretary came on, I just fell asleep on the couch. So I have no good reviews. I think there was a lot of good TV on, though. According to Jennifer's predictions on Friday, a lot of the between last week and this week, a lot of the end of season. And I don't know if there's any other shows
coming that time. Yeah, lots of things kind of coming out.
It comes out because of the way the ratings work. Ratings are taken in February, in May, and in November. So that's when you see all of the hype for shows. That's why American Idol is over before. It's the last Thursday of May when ratings are over. So you get the season finales. You get all the big stuff. Everything is going to be in the next probably 2 weeks. Oh, and then everything will start over again last week of May and go. Some of the stuff will go to November. But it's a whole new thing with television seasons. So what do you have for tonight, Jen?
Well, Dougie, tonight we have a season premiere, not a finale, but a season premiere of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. And this time he's taking celebrities out into the world of adventure. First up on tonight's episode is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He'll come across a crocodile on a harrowing expedition to Kenya. So you can watch this. There are other celebrities that will be part of this, including Roger Federer. Kerry Russell will even do some things here. So this should be a fun season of Running Wild. Season premiere. 10 o'clock tonight on NBC. Teen
Mom
2.
Is that a new show? I don't remember that being.
That's like season 4, is it?
Is it?
Yes. Actually, season 3, closed cast. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, so it's been around a little bit. Teen Mom 2 has their season premiere at 9 o'clock. This is all about those young mothers who are facing adult-sized issues with their kids, custody agreements, and the like. Dear Mama, A Love Letter to Moms airs on VH1 tonight at 9. Anthony Anderson and Lala Anthony host a special that features celebrities like Gabriel Union paying tribute to their moms just in time for Mother's Day. Vanderpump Rules is new tonight on Bravo. American Ninja Warrior new tonight on USA. And then, of course, Dancing with the Stars Athletes takes place on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by The Crossing. The Voice is new tonight. The top 10 are performing on NBC. And CBS has a whole new night of sitcoms starting at 8 o'clock.
How exciting or how boring, depending on your
Dancing
point
with
of view.
The Stars, The Athletes is great.
Is it good?
I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. It is so good. Yeah, it's really, really good. It's a short season. I think it's like 6 episodes.
How is Tonya Harding doing?
She's doing well.
Is she a good dancer?
Yeah, and I think Adam Rippon's probably going to win. He's really good. But Mirai Nagasu, his friend and fellow Olympian on the, you know, they all won the bronze medal together on the team. She's really good as well. So it's, I think it's going to come down to probably those two.
The Olympic work they did was
have a leg up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's they're going to be dancers on the ice. All right, music news now. Lady Antebellum. Or Antebellum. How do you pronounce it? Antebellum?
Antebellum. Like a mansion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Flubbed a couple of lyrics singing the national anthem. You want to crank this up? Nashville Predators home game Saturday night.
They started out strong.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
Who's brought stripes and bright stars?
Playing against Winnipeg. Layered harmony.
We're so gallantly we.
There we go.
So bad.
He's the one that screwed it up.
Yeah.
Hillary Scott sang the right lyrics, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Did you hear her? She's like, what?
Kelly it went in a different direction, her bandmate. And even as they made the mistake, the crowd hooted in support of them, encouraging them to finish what they started. They finally did finish the song, not quite as self-assuredly as they might have.
Someone just asked me at an event to do the Pledge of Allegiance, which I've only done a million times in my life.
Yeah.
But it's nerve-wracking up there. You go, what if I just say the wrong word? It's like when you're on a freeway bridge and you think you're going to drive yourself over the side.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God. See, that's I did it wrong.
Didn't you
under
mess
God,
it up?
Indivisible.
You,
I did.
Yeah.
You want to see who caught me? And then the crowd's cheering for me. Listen for them. There they are. Hooray! 29 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? Ah, that takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour on the Monday edition of the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn hosting, Victoria Keevan hosting, Kara Schilling not only hosting in a manner of speaking with her ideas, but at the controls in our main studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen on the farm with a focus on what today is all about. Today is National Melanoma Monday. May designed as National Melanoma Month, including the designation as National Melanoma Monday, which is the first Monday in May. American Academy of Dermatology set aside the day to raise awareness about skin cancer, and it becomes even more of a focus because of the status of John McCain. I don't believe that it's melanoma, it's a carcinoma, and people wonder skin cancer is skin cancer. Well, no, it's not. Melanoma is one type, it's pretty deadly, and so the carcinoma, I don't remember, that. Maybe there are two or three types actually. And this one, I think, is the most serious, is it not?
It is. Melanoma
is the deadliest. Is McCain got melanoma or does he get carcinoma?
I don't know what he had. I'm not sure.
Well, a lot of events focused on your skin, and you ought to pay attention to your skin. If you don't have a dermatologist and you spend a lot of time in the sun, you probably ought to have somebody that you consult. There are a lot of people who have different ideas on sun safety because it's the source of vitamin D3 and D vitamins in general, which are very important to your body's working. Some say, okay, yep, you need to be out in it. Those who spend a lot of time in the sun, my mother, my stepmother, my father, I think of other people in my family. I have, because of my time on the farm. I have farmer's tan every summer. It hasn't really affected me, knock on wood. I don't wear sunscreen. I don't put any of that glop on. Now, I hear that there are some things about sunscreen that are not good for you either. Right, aren't there
certain
all kinds of chemicals? Yeah.
Yeah, there are certain ingredients that are pretty toxic. But there are a lot of good sunscreens out there that don't have those.
What do you use, Victoria?
I use a ton of different brands. I once again,
you have
sort
fair
of like,
skin.
Yeah.
You and Jennifer both have, well, all three of you actually have fair skin.
Yeah, and I grew up at the beach, so I wasn't always that good about sunscreen, but as soon as I got to college, then I just realized, okay.
Ever been screened? Did you ever have your skin screened? You have.
Oh, yeah. I go every year. Yep.
You do?
I'm actually overdue now, and this melanoma thing is reminding me I need to go and get another skin check.
Well, that's what this is.
But, yeah.
Right. That's why this is a reminder for those of you who need
back on my brain again now.
Checked. Right, exactly. Everybody's asked to join the American Academy of Dermatology in wearing orange and encouraging other folks to wear orange for Skin Cancer Awareness Week. American Academy of Dermatology and National Melanoma Monday started 1984. MelanomaNoMore.com is the website to go for info on prevention and screening and what the right screening products are, that sort of thing. Melanoma No More. Melanoma spelled MelanoMa. No More. You got that? KnowMore. That's all one word. MelanomaNoMore.com. Good thing for you to check out for yourself and your family. Makes nothing but good sense. Also going on this week, it's National Teacher Appreciation Week. There's an online survey that I'm going to send you to that will reveal how teachers feel about their job. If you're interested in that, teacher on your way to work, here's Andy Solomon to give you a full update.
According to a University of Phoenix online survey, 68% of K-12 teachers enjoy seeing the growth of students, and 57% say working with children is their favorite part of the job. Pamela Rogeman, Academic Dean for the College of Education at University of Phoenix.
Those who go into the teaching profession tend to have a passion for it. Our survey found that 2/3 of K-12 teachers would recommend the profession to others.
But like any helping profession, teaching can be hard work. Rogeman explains why practicing self-care can provide teachers a better classroom experience for them and their students.
Self-care is about both the mind and the body. It's important to recharge and not be afraid to ask for help from parents and coworkers. Teachers can also reduce stress by staying up to date on current educational trends. With more leadership role opportunities available, this is a great time for teachers to advance their career or for those who feel that teaching may be their calling.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/education.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, sports time, 42 after the hour. Jennifer has the focus on what could be the most exciting thing to happen today, this week, this month, this year.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
That's right, Hulk Hogan. Is he coming back? That seems to be the question. Because Hulk Hogan has started talking with high-ranking WWE officials. They've been in touch, and the conversations have been positive. The reason this all started is that the WWE, just a few weeks ago, made plans for an event in Saudi Arabia where one of the members of the royal family specifically asked for Hulk Hogan to participate. The WWE reached out to Hulk. It didn't happen, but it did trigger this dialogue between the two sides. He got the axe from the WWE in 2015 after a racist rant using the N-word that went viral. Hulk had apologized, and several African-American wrestlers publicly offered their support for Hulk Hogan, saying that they knew who he was, and that wasn't him. The WWE, however, wants to be sensitive to the audience that was offended by the rant while showing Hulk's learned from his mistakes and is a changed man. WWE keeps tabs on Hulk's speeches at the Boys and Girls Club, and he did one last week in which he said he wanted to help educate kids to not use the same language he did because they wanted to see how it was received. It went well with the crowd, which gave Hulk Hogan a loud ovation. So this could mean, maybe, more Hulkster in the future at the WWE.
How about this for an idea? How about Hulk Hogan and his daughter go into the ring together? They have a tag team to go up against. Who would be a good one for Hulk?
Ric Flair and his daughter, because Charlotte Flair is a former WWE Women's Champ. Yeah. Ric Flair and the Hulkster had a big feud in WWE for a while, so that would be kind of a fun one.
Really?
I'm surprised Brooke Hogan hasn't thought of that yet. You know, there's so many more women who are high profile, and now with Ronda Rousey and everything, I would think Brooke Hogan would kind of want to take up that legacy. That
is she of that ilk? Is she?
I don't know how athletic she is,
capable,
though.
That's the thing.
She's very strong, at least she looks very strong. She's really tall and just kind of buff. But I don't, you know, I wonder how she consumed her childhood without her dad there all the time. That's one of the things that Hulk Hogan talked about. Remember they had a reality show, Meet the Hogans, or Hulk Knows Best, or whatever it was. And part of it was that he wanted to be around them because he was never there growing up. And so I wonder if maybe she thinks that that's not her future, because I don't know how positively she was impacted by Hulk's wrestling career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, what do we have going on here with the Milwaukee Bucks? Interesting story floating around today.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks are planning to interview the San Antonio Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon for a head coaching job. And she is the NBA's first female assistant coach, and now she will be the first woman to interview for a head coaching job in the NBA. She's not considered to be at the front line, though. There are 10 possible candidates. But Milwaukee ownership and general manager, they say they were intrigued enough to actually ask the Spurs for permission to interview her. And so the Bucks have already met with Hammon in 2017 about the GM vacancy, even though she didn't have any front office experience, which was kind of interesting, made headlines with that. But she's 41. She coached the Spurs summer league team to a Vegas championship.
Remember
in
that.
2015.
Yeah, it was a big deal about that. She did well.
And she herself was a 6-time All-Star in her 16-year WNBA playing career, and she retired in 2014 to accept the San Antonio assistant coaching job. So it would definitely, it seems that everyone is very open and receptive to this idea of a first female head coach.
Looking for the best, no matter where you find it, I think is something that we all ought to strive for, no matter what it is that makes us happy. And I wonder, as I listen to you tell that story, Victoria, if this will make her happy, if it'll make other people happy. Oh, wow, the first woman to coach. If she does well, then other people will be happy. One wonders what her what her definition of doing well is. What's your definition? I mean, thinking about sports, sports is a good analogy for what goes on in life, even though I'm not certainly a great sports fan, nor do I understand a lot of what goes on in the world of sports, especially now because I think it's so damn corrupt. But when you get to the baseline of bringing youngsters, let's say junior high school, senior high school, even college kids into sports teams, and what it teaches you about skill and what it teaches you when you lose, I think that's perhaps one of the biggest things, one of the best things about sports is losing, because what it teaches, not fun to lose, but it does teach you, I think, if you have what it takes, and maybe that's part of what you are, what you're taught. A good coach does what? If you all have played some games, I'm sure, and been coached as kids growing up. So did you, when you lost, did you feel like it was the end of the world? Or did your coach, perhaps one of your parents, say, don't worry, Victoria, everything's going to be fine. You'll perhaps win tomorrow. And is that something that we ought to be doing more of? Because winning and losing is part of what life is about. And so many people today, especially kids in school, junior high school, senior high school, everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy for something. And that's just not how life is, as much as we'd like it to be. I'd love it to be that way. So once in a while, losing, getting knocked around a little, is good for you. I think it builds character.
Yep.
What,
yeah, absolutely.
Is that yes? Yes?
100%.
Lose gracefully, I think, is the main thing.
Yeah. Do you always lose gracefully?
Nope.
No.
But darn it, I try, Dougie.
Yeah, I understand. Victoria, would you say you're a graceful loser?
Well, I always tried to practice good sportsmanship on all the teams that I played on, but I always used a loss to kind of fuel my competitiveness for the next game. Mm-hmm. So I just tried to channel it into something positive for the next time. So, but I'm with you though. I cannot stand my roommate in high school. She was a competitive horse show jumper, and she lost like every weekend, and she was such a disaster. She would just cry for 2 days straight and blame the horse and blame the trainer and blame her parents. I mean, it was so obnoxious. Even if I ever had a moment where I wanted to have bad sportsmanship, I would just think of her and then realize that's not a cute look.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But there's only going to be one winner in a place like that. There have been, I mean, I've watched the sports stuff, the Kentucky Derby or any event. Now that you're talking about the sports, I don't know what happened actually now that I think about it. The Kentucky Derby was a miserable day, pouring rain. That was the last time I checked in, and then I just forgot about it until just now. What happened? Who won the Kentucky Derby? Anybody know? Nobody here even knows.
Justifiable, is it, or justified? I didn't really watch it.
I thought it was Justify, but I don't know. Could be any iteration of that. But that was the one that was the odds-on favorite to win, and the horse came through.
Apparently that horse off? Is the one that got in front in the very beginning and stayed in front the whole time because it was a rainy mess there. And the jockey on that horse was wearing all white and managed to make it through without a drop of mud on him because he stayed in the very front.
Yeah. Those types of races in those conditions are usually pretty predictable. Whoever's out front is going to probably lead all the way. It's because there's so much mud and no one wants, wants to run in that. It's gross.
Pretty miserable stuff. Well, congratulations to the winner. Here's something you can be congratulated on, being smart enough to call for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products. The name says it all, Purity Products. There's nothing in this except pure omega-3 fish oil, pure krill oil, goes into your body and helps you in your cardiovascular health, your joint comfort, all the things that you need. It reduces inflammation. That's what it does. And you can get your free bottle by dialing 800-355-1493. Call them now. You've heard me talk about this now for a while. If you haven't taken action, why not do it right now? Maybe even order this for your mother. How about that for Mother's Day? Krill Omega 50 Plus. Send her flowers and something that'll make her feel better. All of it for your mom for Mother's Day. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and that's the deal. The first bottle is free. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV show. It's Tech Talk time for Monday. Let's get to the action. Victoria has done some homework. I wonder if you let's do the Hulu thing first, and then we'll squeeze in something perhaps about Facebook. A question for you. So here's an opportunity for those of you who are Hulu subscribers. What's the scoop?
Well, this is great news for Hulu subscribers. They will now finally be able to download episodes of their premium content. And there's a huge presentation that they did that Hulu did at Madison Square Garden, and they announced plans to offer downloadable shows and movies during the upcoming 2018-2019 season. The only downside, because they're basically copying Netflix. Netflix started doing this last year, and so now Hulu is obviously, they realize that Netflix subscribers love being able to download shows and movies before they get on a long flight or any place where they're not going to have Wi-Fi. You put it all on your tablet. I've done this. It works great. And so Hulu realized they need to catch up with this. The only thing is, Hulu is going to have ads that you're going to have to sit through. Netflix has no ads. So that's the only downside. But they haven't announced yet what specifically which programs on Hulu are going to be available for downloading, or if it's going to be just a certain thing, if it's Hulu Originals, things like that. But those announcements will probably be coming out in the next few weeks. But this definitely got a big buzz and a really great reception from the crowd when they announced that they were going to, you know, start this new tech.
You see that Facebook has been introducing members of Daesh to each other, expanding terrorist networks. I'm not sure they knew, But the suggested friends feature, according to research, there was a study conducted by the Counter Extreme Project that analyzed the Facebook activity of 1,000 members of Daesh in 96 countries and found that Facebook connected users with common interests.
That is horrific. If that's if that's true, then wow.
The study's in this today's the New York Times.
But you know, I would wonder though if Twitter isn't doing the same thing, because Twitter gives suggestions, not as much as Facebook, but Twitter does give you suggestions on who to follow based on who you already follow. So I'm sure there's probably some crossover with that. But Facebook is just so much more interactive.
Right.
What a mess.
Yeah, sure is. All right, Amazon Alexa and helping your Call of Duty performance. Let's get the connection there now here on the DJV show.
The Geek Out. Believe it or not, Alexa can now beef up your Call of Duty game. There's a new skill that utilizes artificial intelligence and machine learning to monitor your performances in Call of Duty World War II matches and report back with a list of metrics on your soldiering skills. Alexa will give the user data points about engagement distances, accuracies, KD ratios, make comparisons to friends' performances, and it will also provide personalized tips and coaching on becoming a better digital soldier. The skill also provides a host of associated information like game news, update announcements, and will let you know about upcoming events. You can download the skill to your Alexa and start getting critical intel now.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you at home but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has an online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with online ordering and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
All right, so there's some new research, Victoria, from the Pew Company about how we feel regarding the Internet. What does it show?
Well, it doesn't show a whole lot of good stuff. Apparently, 70% of American adults who use the Internet believe that it is mostly good for society, but that's a drop by 6% since 2014. And the portion of people who believe the Internet is a mix of good and bad is now sort of the majority of people. They take the good and they take the bad. And the interesting thing, though, and it makes a lot of sense, older Americans, 65 and over, actually say that the Internet has been mostly good for society, but they're also leaving. They don't trust the Internet, and they are leaving a lot of their Internet connections behind. And so that's not great. That's a drop from 78% in 2014 of adults 65 and over thought that the Internet was a great thing, and now it's only down to 64%. The one thing, however, though, that everybody can agree on is that Amazon has had a positive impact on society.
Huh. And your life, do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I live by Amazon at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, there may be a danger in that. It's called thinking for yourself, but I don't
know. Well, the convenience is what I mean.
Yeah, it's handy. Yeah.
Amazon doesn't tell me what to do.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.